And then, of course, we had the WWE Women's Championship match left to talk about on this show. Io Sky retaining her title against Bianca Belair. Just some quick thoughts on the match. Definitely solid. I don't think I enjoyed it as much as their Backlash match earlier this year, but this was definitely a solid matchup. I mean, it's Io, it's Bianca. You know you're going to get something good. But definitely the result of this matchup is why we need to talk about it a little bit more in depth and how it's going to play into the Women's War Games match in just 3 weeks. Bayley was out there helping Io Sky to absolutely no avail, but as rumored for months on end, and then it was just never coming to be, but the night finally came tonight. Kairi Sane finally making her WWE return, helping Io Sky retain the WWE Women's Championship. And I'm just happy to see Kairi back. I was bummed when she left a few years ago, and I wasn't even watching WWE full-time. But Kairi Sane is freaking great. Her and Io Sky's, I don't want to say short-lived team in NXT. I think they had a pretty solid run from what I remember. I think it was before the days of the NXT Women's Tag Team titles, and even before the main roster women's titles, if not around the same time it ended. Doesn't matter. But nonetheless, I'm happy to see Kairi back. She is definitely going to be a plus for the SmackDown Women's Division. And now her being on the side of Io Sky and Bayley kind of looking confused is going to make for some interesting storylines, I think, past Survivor Series. I can easily see the split between Io and Bayley coming. Io versus Bayley possibly happening at the Royal Rumble, or maybe even Elimination Chamber. And then I could see a split between Io and Kairi Sane and this tag team kind of being short-lived and possibly getting Io versus Kairi at WrestleMania 40, possibly even adding Asuka in there and literally having a dream triple threat. But once again, the numbers for Io Sky were in her favor. They screwed over Charlotte Flair. They've screwed over Bianca, Asuka. How is it all going to come to a head? Well, it's going to come to a head in the Women's War Games match. You know, we talked about the Women's War Games match a couple of videos ago, and I kind of threw an idea together with the Raw women, but after what we have really seen on SmackDown as of late, and especially after tonight with this addition to the SmackDown roster, I think you have some solid teams that you can put together on the SmackDown side of things slash interpromotional because of the WWE Women's Tag Team titles that I think can give you a great Women's War Games match. So let's just spell out the teams and then I will explain for the Women's War Games match. And again, this is just my predictions, but on one side of the field, you got your WWE Women's Champion Io Sky, of course Bayley, unfortunately Dakota Kai not going to be in there because she's still injured, but Kairi Sane will be in her place. And then on their team, the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. And then opposing those women, you of course have Bianca Belair, you have Charlotte, you have Asuka, an all-star lineup there, and then you have two women who I do think will be gunning for the Women's Tag Team Championships in the near future, and they are a part of the SmackDown roster, and that being the former NXT Tag Team Champions Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, who literally got called up to SmackDown to unify their belts with the Women's Tag Team titles, and then haven't done anything since besides some vignettes that have been airing for the last like month or so, and then I think they had a quick stare down with Chelsea and Piper on NXT either last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. So they're clearly being aligned to either take down or just challenge Chelsea and Piper for those tag team titles. I'm all for it. Definitely like the team of Alba and Isla. I really want to see them get involved on SmackDown. And I think this is the best possible lineup you can get for a Women's War Games matchup. If you're not just going to do a full-on babyfaces versus heels of Monday Night Raw match, you could possibly do that. But if the men's War Games match is going to be from Raw, well, then why not do give SmackDown the women's side of things, especially because there's a story right here with women that's kind of already laid out for you. Again, Bianca, Charlotte, Asuka, they have all been subject to a numbers game by Io Sky and Bayley, and of course, again, Dakota Kai, who is kind of out of the picture right now. Kairi Sane now back. You got the Women's Tag Team Champions. It does not take much to get them involved, and it was, correct me if I'm wrong, but was it less than a month ago that Charlotte and was it Asuka or Bianca, whoever attacked, or maybe it was Shotzi, whoever her tag team partner was, defeated Chelsea and Piper, so there's a little bit of history there if you care. All in all, I think it just makes the most sense. I think it's the best possible Women's War Games match you can get, and not to repeat myself, but if Raw's gonna get the men's, you might as well give SmackDown slash Interpromotional because of Chelsea and Piper the women's. I think it just makes the most sense.